and welcome to the Riverside City Podcast. This is Ball Your Game Master, and this is the first recording without Colin. If anything comes up that we mention him or mention his characters, it's just force of habit. So starting off, we do have the rest of our crew, though. We're going to start off with Rob. Rob, why don't you give us a basic introduction to the character for the strike mission, which, to be honest, is an idea that I definitely stole from him when it came to our other campaign off mic. So, Rob, you want to give us a brief introduction?
All right, so I'll be playing Isaiah Thomas. You may recognize the name from earlier in this series. He's the guy from within the care facility that could see when people are lying. This will be taking place, I believe, 6 months from that time.
That is correct.
And he has actually developed a little bit farther with his power sets. He's functioning like a ranger with the Sage power set. And his cape name is Veritas, which actually means truth. In Latin? Yes, Latin. All right, I'm going to pass the mic on to Mike.
Funny! So, I'm going to be playing a character that I built like the second day that I knew about this system existing. This modification to 5e. This is my baby, Cerberus. He is, I took some inspiration from a video game character that I'm particularly fond of. I'm playing Cerberus, the Fangs of Justice. He's built as a fighter champion with the muscle and sniper power sets. Because I'm fighter, I get that. Oh, so many extra feats. I just threw that in to keep buffing my muscle power set back up. It's good.
He's got to get swole.
Oh, he is. He's got a nice... One of the neat things about the muscle power set is the fact that you can use size-large weapons. So I took full advantage of that and even created a custom weapon for him. I'm particularly liking.
Which I think will either let it come out in game, or do you want to describe it now? Because so then
I'll
know what you're using.
It now.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a hybrid weapon of the size large great axe and a size large tactical scatter blaster, which he calls his fangs, the fangs of Cerberus. Oh, size large, man. That's beautiful. And that's about all I got. His armor is green, and the further we get into this, the more you might recognize who I based him off of. I will pass it on now to Natalie.
Hello, I'm Natalie, and I will be playing Winter. Now, Winter is my baby. She is the first character that I created with the heroes.
Masks.
No, masks. Everyone. All at once now. Masks.
Masks.
And I created her. Her non-cape name is Nita. She has ice powers, in case you couldn't figure that one
Nita
out.
Nita Owada.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been mentioned a little bit in game.
She has been mentioned. And she has the icy powers.
Though her power set is not that of ice.
It didn't make sense to mix that power set. It didn't fit.
No. Instead, do you know what your power set is? I may have to actually pull that up. Someone may need to pull that up for her.
Shape changing.
Mm-hmm.
You have the shapeshifter power set.
Apparently I have the shape. Oh my god. Shapeshifter power set.
Which means she does get the moon druid.
Functions like one, but imagine if she was a moon druid.
Yeah.
Half level, then it's half third.
Yeah, it's real good.
Yeah.
Paul also makes fun of Winter for her name, because Paul often says, why doesn't Winter just change her name when she becomes a full-fledged hero? And I said, no, it will be Winter forever.
Sounds cool.
Some would say ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Winter is coming, so says the Starks.
She was also a soldier, so she's also the Winter Soldier.
Oh, so we got multiple soldiers in the party.
All three of us are soldiers.
Oh, really?
No, she was legitimately
a winter soldier.
She was a soldier of the FSA from the time she was like...
an infant.
5 or 6. She was in training with a special branch of the FSA.
Okay. Sounds awesome.
Adopted dad, Jolly.
Yes, Jolly raised her. Before she split off to go do her own thing.
Okay.
Oh, she still goes to Jolly.
So, those are the player characters for this current strike mission. They'll probably get used again in another strike mission, though if we want to, we might change it up. Strike missions were put in place to give you guys an opportunity to see what slightly higher level play looks like with these power sets and how different it can make a character. For example, a fighter with the ability to be super strong, or a ranger with the ability to see lies and have abilities like that, and see how they affect their higher level play. I mean, the campaign will get there, but currently, we're not there.
We're close.
Yeah, you guys are what, level 7 now?
8.
Just tipped to 8?
7.
7.
Oh, I better we just
adjust.
Hit 7.
I better adjust Weasel.
11.
Yeah, so these are going to be 11th level characters, in case you're wondering, like, oh, which means they're going to have their third rank of power set, be it, you know, 2 rank 5s or a rank 5 and a rank 3, a rank 3 and a rank 2, or 3 rank 1s, which I don't think anybody did.
No. We have one person with a single power set, one person with 2 power sets at rank 5, or rank 2.
No, he has a 2 and a 3.
Oh, he has 2 and 3? Okay, yeah. Then we have 2 with a 2 and 3.
I'm thinking about just dropping Observant for the +2 to Wisdom. That increases my hit into my damage.
Hey, that's on you, man. You decide.
And all my skills.
You're like, this feels really good.
Yeah,
you dropped your AC by a point. No, it doesn't.
Correct, does not.
All right. So, yeah. So we're going to get into it here. The scene is going to open up on... Oh, I should describe the... No, I won't bother. Hold on. I'm going to wait. The scene opens up to our trio sitting in a helicopter flying out over a desolate area somewhere in the Middle East. So like I said, you're flying over the Middle East in a helicopter. The person flying this, or the person piloting the helicopter, is a grizzled old soldier with just... He has the look of somebody who's just seen some shit. And has just kind of kept on kicking afterward. You know that his call sign or is that of Joker. He is a career FSA member, and if you have been a member of the FSA for more than a year or two, you've probably interacted with someone who's dealt with him. If you work with the Riverside City branch, especially, you know him. He is around. He's always on site. He doesn't really have a personal life outside. So he's always in training or in the firing range or teaching young capes, like the more mundane side of being part of the FSA, because until the surge, he didn't have powers. And
even after the surge.
And even after the surge, he didn't get powers. He's more than a little bit salty about that. But
he's the mundane.
He is the mundane. Power set.
In a world of superheroes, even the normal can be powerful.
Okay.
What's this man's name?
His Joker. Name is Joker.
Joker.
Although Cerberus refers to him as Sarge.
Despite... No, he's totally fine with that. Yeah, because... Oh, yeah. So some things have happened in Cerberus' life that you guys will learn about later. Over your earwigs, you all hear Joker's voice. He says, "All right, we're heading into a newfound supremacy in the Middle East. You've all been informed, but it's my job, so I have to." He says, "We are in the sandbox, ladies and gentlemen, or lady and gentlemen. This is a newfound supremacy created by some caliber or another who've decided that they were given powers and they wanted their own country. They have taken over this small city as well as the neighboring 5 or 6 towns, and they have taken over a small military base that they have called their base of operations. Any questions before I move on?"
Mike needs to think about this, because Mike might have... No, Cerberus is pretty straightforward about get the job done, so...
Well, where are we landing?
Who said anything about landing?
He said, who said anything about landing?
Oh, all right, so where are...
I feel like I know Joker's mindset as yeah. well as you do, because we kind of created him together.
I feel yeah. like you would both say it at the same time.
He says, anything about landing? He says,
I've got a few tricks up my sleeves. We won't need to. You guys won't need to land. Actually, if the desk jockeys can fly this fucking helicopter for me, I won't need. I won't have to deal with it either. And he's like glaring up in the sky a little bit, like,
no, I've got you. Sniper has a glide speed.
Yeah. Right.
What level is that, though?
Level 5?
Yeah.
We both have it.
Yeah. Then, and you're fine.
And she has a flight, so yeah.
Ice wings, right?
Yeah, you have ice wings that appear from your back.
Mm-hmm. Who said anything about landing? We don't need to.
Well, technically speaking, we would be landing.
No. So he's like, he says...
Where are we putting down?
You guys will be setting down in the... small in the medium-sized city that they've taken over. We're coming in dark, so you'll need to. I'm sorry. It's going to be a halo jump, or in your case, which is high altitude, low opening. In case anyone here doesn't know that, so essentially it's going to come in really high and then bail out, and then you open your chutes or whatever you have to means of stopping yourself from hitting the ground as low as possible to prevent people from below from seeing you. And you're going to be aiming for a small building. It's going to have a skull and crossbones painted on the roof.
Yes, the Jolly Roger.
Never did like pirates.
They're pretty prevalent in this area.
Dead men tell no tales.
I like this lady.
Mm-hmm. Aye, aye.
Yeah, he says, she's been working for the FSA longer than you have.
Yeah, it's only been 6 months.
Okay, she's been in the military longer than you have. You look at her, what?
Is he lying?
No. She's been in the military since she was 5.
Yeah.
Versus 18.
The character doesn't know. Rob knows.
Yeah.
So that's why.
So you do not see any indication for lying above his head. And no, I don't think anyone here has lied yet. If anyone does lie, let him know. Okay? He says, I don't expect this to be a difficult mission, but I do expect us all to keep a professional stance. We are representing the American government while we're out.
No lollygagging.
No lollygagging.
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, he says, "Thank God." You see the joystick starts to twitch side to side. He says, "The desk jockeys took control." He slips out. He slips out of the front and comes and stands beside you guys with his hand up on the railing above the door. And then he says, "Everyone ready?"
Yep.
I guess.
He pops the door. And the whoosh of air coming in from the high. He says, "We're up really high. Let's go!" And he just fucking bombs out.
Let's rip and tear.
Ice wings appear on her back, Cerberus and just dives.
I assume part of my medium tactical suit is a wingsuit that allows me my 60-foot glide.
Actually, it's part of your power.
Yeah, so it is part of my power set, but
energy.
Yeah, it's actually a natural energy you produce that is intangible. You can't even see it.
Okay.
And we fall.
And you fall, and you fall, and you're ripping at like an incredible speed. And you look ahead, and you just see Joker arrowing towards the city like a fucking bullet. And he's not slowing down.
No, he is not.
Not in the slightest.
We are chasing.
We know why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know why.
Yeah, you and I know why. He gets to within 5 feet of the ground, and you see him snap his fingers, and then he walks off just into the door next to the Skull and Crossbones building. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming someone rolled high enough on the DC 15 perception to see it. I think the passive 20, 100, or something like that.
The passive 200 over here.
I still have it. It's now a 29.
Yeah, I don't. I was like, man, I gotta worry about you know, they don't have a rogue with them. I gotta worry about traps. Never Holy mind. They have an Isaiah with them.
That's more like I see
19 passive perception. Are you kidding me right now?
29 passive perception.
I have 19. I've never seen it that high before. What do you have?
14.
You're a bit too distracted. We'll assume.
My passive investigation is a 9.
There you go.
Get it.
I think my passive insight should be higher.
What is
it's
it?
Only a 24.
Rip. You're right. It really should be.
Hey, 24 will still catch most shit.
Unless they're a professional liar, you know?
Actors.
Ooh,
politicians. My God.
Watch him go to a fucking Broadway play and be like, ow! Lies! Ow!
I don't think his powers would trigger off of it. Because what they're portraying is an actor who's doing that. All right, so you guys walk inside this, assuming you all fall behind him and are kind of not.
Well, as I'm falling, I dive in. And
about
then
how
once
long
I
is
reach
the, fall?
The ground, I use my wings and I do the and then
the,
fall.
The jump jet landing.
Yes.
How long is the fall? About more than a minute?
10,000 feet, so yeah.
When we land, I have my familiar summoned. Not in concentration, summon fairy for an hour.
Cool. Devil. Cut that out.
Oh my god. It's gotta
Tibble.
Be named Tibble.
It is named Tibble.
Yes! Son of a bitch!
So
it's a very angry pixie.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
Who is also a final Wild Ranger?
I have to pick which type it is.
Yeah, you figure that out. So you guys walk inside and you find you are in a pretty clinical looking building. There's nothing personalized. It is tan wallpaper with a steely like gray floor that looks like it could be poured concrete maybe, or maybe something a little tougher. And you guys see ahead of you about 20 feet is Joker walking with a purpose toward the end of the hall.
The best bet is to follow.
Yep.
Suppose we should be combat ready.
Gun at the ready.
The Joker has not drawn a weapon. But then again, you know he's the, you know, old school gunslinger type guy, so maybe he doesn't need to draw a weapon before combat starts.
He does the quick draws.
Absolutely.
Well, Cerberus will draw his fangs. The ever so wonderful, size large, triple barrel scatter blaster with an axe head attached. Twin axe heads, one on either side of the barrel.
Oh my gosh.
He had this strapped to his back the entire fall.
I'm going to
You barely fit in the building with that, really. It's if it's size large, it is like, it's 4 foot wide. You have to go sideways through doorways.
I make an ice knife. I make a knife.
I like that you made it out of ice. That's totally.
That's what you gave me, and so I have to cast it.
No. The weapon you're going to use primarily is the touch.
Oh really?
What's it called?
Chill and touch.
Your actions.
Primary savagery.
Yeah, primal savagery is going to be an ice claw.
Oh. Okay. Never mind.
So much better.
And also, it's for 3D fucking 10.
I was like, I don't know what that is.
Shank.
So
cause your teeth and fingernails to sharpen. Mm-hmm. Holy shit!
The summoned fairy Tibble is the fuming, the angry fairy.
Okay,
so accurate.
What
Perfect.
Does it do?
So it has a short sword that it can attack with.
This is literally Tibble.
This is actually Tibble.
And it has a bonus action teleport up to 30 feet.
Okay.
And when it does that, it has advantage on its next attack.
You literally built Tibble. Good job.
No, it's quite literally the spell.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I love it so much that you built Tibble. You brought Tibble with.
Which means Natalie gets to voice her.
Yes.
Oh, yes!
You get to be my angry little fairy.
Where's my ledge? Where's my ledge?
All right, so you guys walk down the hallway and you find yourselves. You go through a door. There's a security check-in, and they look at you. They go to take your weapons and start. And Joker laughs, and they're like, "Oh, never mind." And this lets you guys through. And you come into a The best description I can give is a military command center. There is a map table in the middle. There are armed guards along the walls, all armed to the teeth with energy blasters, energy rifles, and things like that. Most of them have some kind of melee weapon as well. And standing across from you is a, I want to say, like, very prim-looking woman. Like, just, you know, proper, you know, she's got a red sport coat on with a skirt suit.
Is that suit with a capital S?
No, it's not.
I know. I felt like
a tennis?
Making a joke.
Like a tennis skirt thing?
Like, you know when you see a woman wearing a suit but it has a skirt instead of pants?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
That's exactly what it is. But it's red. And it's like aggressive red.
Does she have red hair?
She does not.
Okay, so it's not who I thought it was.
That's not Crimson.
No, it's not. No, I thought she has ties to this. You would know that she has ties to this neighborhood. This region, but nothing. But not. She is not here. No. And she says, "Hello, I'm Eleanor."
Okay, Eleanor. Hi. What's up?
Was that Tibble?
Yeah. What's up?
So she says, "I'm Eleanor Westhaven. My family and I have been living in this town for a generation, and I call it my home. It's not much of a home since that bastard up in the fort took over. Martial law isn't, and a ban on any sort of schooling leads to very antsy children, as well as their parents who have to deal with them. He's also not allowing us to have any trade or any purchases out from outside the region. So there are many staples that we are without. Our supply of fresh water is running low, and we need him either taken down or dealt with, or we need them either taken down or dealt with as soon as humanly possible. Thank you for coming." And she shakes Sarge's hand, or Joker's hand. He shakes it back vigorously, and he says, "This is the team you're going to want to deal with." He says, "I'm here for logistical support primarily, but if they need me, I'll be here." Yes, girly.
Winter would be raising her hand. What's the name of the guy that took over?
Dreadhorde.
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 Dreead. You know what's going to happen, don't you?
No. Well, from that name, anyone who plays Magic the Gathering knows where that's going.
I thought he said...
Dreadhorde.
No, I thought you said Redhorde or Gredhorde. Gredhorde, that's what I thought you said. I was like, Red? Okay. Dreadhorde is the name of that dude. Okay.
If he is not allowing schooling, perhaps we should school him.
I like him.
Mm-hmm.
I like you.
He says, "We don't know a lot about him, but we do know people have been going missing, and that anyone who goes near the base doesn't come back. The base is about a half an hour drive from here.
Okay,
and we will be able to provide you with a few ATVs or motocross bikes." I'm sorry, dirt bikes. That's way better. Dirt bikes to get you there. If you either that or you can go on foot. And you notice Joker is completely leaving this up to you. He isn't talking. He is standing over there silently judging you guys.
Silently judging, huh?
Dirt bikes. Do we get close?
I was gonna say, do we have bikes or with us or no?
No, we literally just have what we came with.
You don't need a bike.
I do not need a bike.
You can turn into an animal. You can turn into a leopard or whatever you want and just
go
just as fast. Well, I guess, especially through terrain like this, or turn into a bird.
Is she high enough to have the big bird carry all of us?
Yeah, she does. She is.
That's our stealth option in.
I was going to say a camel.
You could turn into effectively a very, very large bird and carry them all in.
Like a shoebill stork?
No, like 10 times that size. 100 times that size?
Like the hawk from that one movie, The Rescuers Down Under?
bigger than that.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Big bird.
Effectively,
not the yellow one.
Okay, I was about to joke about that one.
Effectively, a Quetzalcoatlus, but not a Quetzalcoatlus because it's not a dinosaur. It's just a big ass bird.
Shubial pelican stork.
You turn into Argentavis.
What is that?
The biggest actual known bird to live.
I need to see this.
Yes.
That's big ass Boyd.
Oh my god!
You could carry three people on that easily.
Yes. All right. Do you know what he look? How big that boy is?
I've seen it before.
Awesome! Fantastic.
Yeah. So she says that would probably be better if you can get it, do it as stealthily as possible. You might want to speak to some of the locals. I don't know much more. Isaiah, you see a little lie pop up above her head.
What was the last statement? Rob was still trying to look
you
at the phone.
You should go speak to some of the community leaders. I don't know much more. And it is the last line that triggers your lie sense.
The I don't know much more.
Do I think I could roll a persuasion to her? Hang on, I'm looking at my actual skills.
You could roll insight to try and figure out what she's thinking.
Yes, insight.
Or you can roll persuasion to try and convince her to tell the truth.
Well, insight first and then persuasion.
Okay.
An 8 plus 14 for 22.
There's something she's hiding about what she knows about them, and it looks like she's a little bit afraid.
Can I tell what she's who she's afraid of and who them was?
No.
Rob was a little bit distracted during the initial conversation.
Oh, Dreadhorde.
Okay.
The bad guy.
And now I'd like to try to roll persuasion, see if I can get the additional information out of her.
I'm listening.
15 plus 12?
27.
Okay, yeah, with a 27, she says...
What is... okay. I was trying to figure out why my insight and persuasion were different numbers. Is because I got my... add my charisma. I had my wisdom to my charisma skills.
Yeah, because he's a fey druid. He's a fey
wanderer.
He's a fey wanderer ranger, which it means that you get to be the face without needing charisma, which is pretty cool.
Which is why I can get away with a plus one charisma.
You too, huh?
Yeah.
Not exactly a likable guy, but you know the smarts, the ways around it.
She says, all I know is that I saw someone who I thought was dead walking the walls of his compound.
In the walls? Around the walls?
Walking the walls.
Like as a guard.
On the walls, as a guard.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He was armed to the teeth.
What side was that person on? Was he a friendly, or...
He was walking around the walls like he was guarding it.
Before he was
dead.
Oh, he was just a farmer.
Do you know how he died?
No, we had reports that he had died in a raid.
Raid from the Dreadhorde?
Yeah, no, there's never been a survivor, so we don't have any recording. We don't know how he raids.
Okay, but it was the Dreadhorde that raided the...
Correct.
Okay, that's what I was clarifying.
When they raid, do they usually leave the dead?
No. They always take them.
Then how do you know that they're dead?
There's no way to survive. So the buildings are all burned down. It's a slash and burn that they leave nothing behind. We assume they're taking valuables because we haven't found any.
They could technically be taking them alive then.
There's too much blood. Brain matter, things like...
Destroyed in the fire? There wouldn't be much left over.
No bodies, no remains.
What powers does Dreadhorde have?
We don't know. He just said, call me Dreadhorde. And we've never had a picture of him either.
You don't even know what he looks like?
I'm sorry. He says we have a picture of him, and she throws up an AR, a picture of a man with a very 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 pale man with a black robe, with a high cowl on the back of it. He's staying in theme, and he has on him, it looks like a necklace made out of bones.
We don't have an intelligence character in our party.
Nope.
But Mike has figured out what his powers are.
Yep, samesies. Yep. That's pretty interesting that he has a necklace made of bones. And he's wearing a black cloak.
I miss my high arcana.
I have a high wisdom, but I don't know. Does that count?
Let's take a roll and see if we can figure this out.
Oh, please.
Would that be Arcana?
It would be History or Arcana. It's Super Knowledge, which is History or Arcana. You are definitely proficient in this, though, Winter, because of who you are.
Okay.
I got nothing. That's a 2 minus 1 for 1.
You have no idea.
I don't care.
Wait, proficient, which roll? I don't roll 2. Never mind. Sorry.
Correct.
I rolled a 13 plus 0.
Okay.
Wait, I'm proficient in what? Just
Arcana or History.
But I said you are proficient, so just roll intelligence and add proficiency.
And what is proficiency at this level?
Plus 4. 4.
4.
So 5. I roll a natural 20. Oh my god.
You have the right person to do this.
25.
He almost looks like Necro. But he's obviously not.
He seems like Necro, but he's very obviously not.
Yeah, Necro has green energy glowing on him, and he's usually blasting people and disintegrating them. Like, this guy doesn't have vibe.
I know him.
Yes, you fought Necro.
I have.
Yes,
you did.
Nita fought Necro and lived.
And she's not lying.
Correct.
I'm not lying.
That's rare.
Yeah, she Necro attack.
Oh, that I survived. Not that
Necro
I'm lying.
Attack RSCA and she and her team were there.
Would this be like common knowledge?
No, it's very well hidden knowledge. Only the FSA, and they actually had mind wipers go around blocking it out.
Wait a minute. I remember, because then we had to go into quarantine, didn't we?
Yep.
And that was right when quarantine started.
Yeah, really. Yeah, this was from a game of Masks, a new generation that we were playing.
Oh, my gosh. And Jolly was so disappointed, wasn't he?
No, he was happy that you survived.
Oh. We were disappointed.
Other characters who were involved would have been Roaring Dragon, a well-known influencer and cape.
Super
Morty,
influencer.
Morty, a cape who went on to become a mercenary in this region, actually.
Mercenary slash rogue. Rogue.
Yeah. Known to be the son of, claimed to be the son of Dracula.
I'll see to that.
You wouldn't say anything.
when I mentioned that I'm telling the truth.
That you'd see Kor, who is a cape, who is known to be a bio-organic machine.
Gentle giant.
He can grow to be like 30, 40 feet tall. And I think that was the only... And Shade. A witch.
I was actually referring to seeing Morty actually say that he is the son of.
And you wouldn't say anything because he's not lying.
Yep.
All right.
No, that's why he doesn't think that he's lying.
Ooh.
He's very clearly not lying.
There are ways around these powers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, he looks like it, but maybe in powers in a similar vein. And then you think about it. Hold on. Dreadhorde. You know that Magic the Gathering is obviously a thing because I think it's neat that it's still around. You're like, hold on, did someone talk about that around me one time in the commissary? And you type in Dreadhorde into Google on your phone, and it comes up with Call of the Dreadhorde. You're like, he's got to be a necromancer guy.
Guys, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I mean, pointing towards a necromancer. Just throwing that out there.
And a nerd.
Yeah, and a nerd.
Yeah, Command the Red Horde. Yeah, you know, there's another Call of the Red Horde. It's different.
Yeah, it was just the first thing that popped up when I typed it in.
Jen?
Red Horde.
Yes. Yes, Winter.
Any results for the cowl named Dread Horde?
Only what I've recorded in this meeting.
I swear, Jen.
And and Joker says, we need to cut off all communications. We don't know how
advanced their technology is. Pacifier mode has been enabled.
We don't know how advanced their technology is. We're going to need to cut off contact with the outside world for the foreseeable future until the end of the mission. I'm sorry, you guys. Hey, Jen, initiate communications lockdown.
Enabling pacifier mode.
Closed circuit only. No, we're not enabling pacifier mode. That's from Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yep.
He's like, what do you mean pacifier mode?
No, that was from... Homecoming.
Homecoming.
Yeah, because Iron Man. Pacifier mode? What do you mean, pacifier mode?
All right. So, she says, I can introduce you to one of three community leaders. They don't really get along, per se, due to some religious issues, but that's up for you guys to deal with. And she flips up pictures of two men and a woman. The two men look almost identical, but like slightly different hair and slightly different facial features, but the same clothing, dark browns and blacks, and a red and like white scarf around their neck or head. And the woman is almost similarly colorful to the one you're meeting with, Eleanor. Mm-hmm. But she has more of a traditional Middle Eastern sari. Headdress.
Okay.
She says, these people are all semi-reasonable. It's just a matter of giving them what they want.
All right. Okay.
She points to the guy, the man on the far left, which is the darker skinned of the two men. This is Kafir. He is a merchant, but he has great sway over his community. And his community is the closest to the military base. He points to the woman. She points to the woman. This is Esme. She leads the powered folk, or she would be what you'd know of as a cape in this area. She's the leader of the cape team who originated in our little town, our little city. Her cape name is Veil de Beetle.
That's what it translates to.
Yeah, but if you say Veil Beetle, she'll know who you're talking to her. Or she also goes by Esme if she's out of costume or suit. And finally, she points over and she says, this is Kasim. Kasim was the governor of town, but he managed to escape the governor's palace before it was bombed. We have been assaulted by every powerful being in the region since the surge. We're just looking to get our lives back. Do you have any questions for me before I go and tend to my family?
No, go ahead.
Anyone else? No? Hearing no one, she says, thank you so much for coming to assist. And she looks over at Joker and holds out her hands like, thank you so much. And then she walks through a doorway you didn't even see that was there and is gone. I'm sorry. You knew it. It was outlined in neon for Isaiah. But everyone else is like, there's no fucking door there. No fucking way. Yeah, it was a DC 25 to see it. Very, very well hidden.
Yeah, she just opens the door and is like, the fuck, that was a solid wall!
Not anymore.
Well, I mean, I can fix that.
But yeah.
So I'll start with the first one, Efim.
Did you write down the names, Nala?
Kafir, Esme, and Kasim.
Kasim, that was close.
So Kafir is the merchant who's reasonable.
Yes.
I got it.
Esme / Veiled Beetle. And then Kasim, who is not reasonable, but is he might know more about the base because he was a millet. He was a town leader or city leader.
Kafir would know. He was his candidate was closest to the military.
Correct. No, to the base. Like he works on that part of town.
Military base.
The military base is the old governor building or something like that.
No, it is the government for this country, which the country no longer exists. It was all split up into supremacies, but you're taking out one of the particularly malignant supremacies. They realize they can't stop all of them, but if they can stop the ones that cause the most problems, people will be less inclined to be problematic if they were to take one over. Yes, Mike.
This is going to be cut out, but I want to know, what is our team's policy on killing? Particularly for these bastards.
Winter was trained. Lethality is okay if the person is not, if it's obvious there's no turning them to good or turning them at least to not evil. Wiping off Jolly gave her very clear instructions. Wiping them off the face of the planet is acceptable. Like, okay. Unexpected.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I'm assuming we've worked together.
She got a little commando training, basically. She's a tough broad.
I'm assuming we've worked together at least a little bit.
You would have had 3 months of training for this op, because it is, you're going into hostile territory. So at least on her side, she will be killing people. It will be ice knives through the heart.
Holy shit! Oh, right. Man!
But you're talking to the guy walking around with a basically ship-mounted cannon for for his primary weapon.
And then you look over and you got a guy carrying a sniper rifle. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Lethality's okay.
Especially since I can hit up to 4 people with it in one turn.
Oh, with a piercing.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
All right.
That's just spreading the love.
Yeah.
That is exactly spreading the love. Oh, you should have gotten elven accuracy or something.
I went custom lineage.
Yeah, I know.
So, here's another question. Would you allow collapsible nano-tech greatswords
to turn
into, like, little tiny discs and then grow to full size?
They already have those.
I'm not talking energy. I'm talking actual, like...
Oh, steel?
Yeah.
Nanotech.
That's kind of what Luna has.
No, that's energy.
Bird Force is energy.
So...
I mean, we're FSA, and, you know...
Yes, but
Cerberus has a history with claw.
Yes, but they're very expensive, so you probably would only have a couple of them, maybe 3.
I was gonna say 3.
You
know what they're gonna become, right?
Projectiles.
Yes.
And there's instructions like please recover if possible.
Yeah.
And you are given a nanotech hive that will absorb any nanites in the area if they're attuned to it.
Nice.
And you can use that as an action to draw them back to you if you're within 500 feet.
Well, luckily my maximum range is what, 24 times 11,
264 feet. Yeet.
Let's go.
Oh, it's 24 times 11. Okay.
Strength times level.
Got it.
Rounded down to the nearest 5 foot. For squares' sake, but we're not using squares, so fuck them. Okay, so who would you guys like to visit first?
I was already said Kasim, the first one. Kasim, no, not governor? Kasim, not or the governor. The first Kefir. One,
Kefir.
Kefir. That was close.
They're all very similar names in this region.
Yep.
It's almost like Paul was bad at naming things and put himself in a region he did not look names up for.
No, Kasim's a good one, and Kefir is also a good one.
I couldn't come up with a woman's name.
Esme is like, that would work. Yeah, that would work.
All right, well, I'm still going to him, having a conversation.
You walk over and tap on the picture, and a map appears on the table, showing you where to go. It is really complicated, but with your wisdom, you literally can't forget it. So he has the sage power set, so he has a 22 wisdom. In my world, wisdom garners memory. A 20 wisdom, you never forget. 22, I'm going to say you have a photographic memory.
Cool.
Probably more than.
You have an eidetic memory, which is slightly better than photographic.
But Rob doesn't, so Rob will need some support.
Which, Natalie's taking notes, so she got you.
Apparently. What am I writing?
You're going to visit Kefir first.
Well, yeah, I figured.
Okay. So,
I'm going to tap on each person to get their directions so I can not have to report back to the table.
And if you want, you can configure it so you go from one to the other to the other.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, yeah, he's...
What order would you like to go in?
Closest to farthest.
They're like 3 distinctly different parts of the city. You're right in the middle of town now.
Okay, so... Furthest from the base to nearest to the base.
Okay, then the merchant will be last.
Okay. Then we'll go to whomever's the farthest from the base. And work our way towards the base.
That would technically be the old governor, because he tried to get as far away from it as possible.
We'll go there.
So Kasim is first.
Yep.
Kasim.
Oh, great.
Check. All right.
All right, so you guys make your way through. Before you leave, the one of the soldiers walks up to you and in very accented English says, please, do not do anything overt in town. If you could, the more you can hide that you are from outsiders, the better you will be. Our people are not very accepting to outsiders, with the exception of a very small few of them.
Gotcha.
Then perhaps we should borrow some cloaks.
We can find some, though you are quite large, sir, so we may need to look a little harder.
Yeah.
They take about 10 minutes, but they do find... it looks like it might have been a tablecloth earlier in life, and it was a hole cut in the top of it. For your head.
They made him a poncho.
They made him a poncho. But it's enough to cover up his axe and cut to cover a hammer?
Axe.
It is an axe. I was right. What was a hag?
Cover your axe.
You keep calling it a hammer and I keep
in my head it. It's the fucking nuke it's in my head it's the fucking crime whammy from goddamn Shadowrun. Which it's not, but Rob and I are both like,
I've made that comment several times.
It should be. But for damage, it makes more sense with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
I would let you do damage like it if you wanted to have it be a hammer, because that's cool as hell.
But it's slashing damage.
Okay, so he comes over, and each of you are given a poncho, or Nita, you're given, or Winter's given a particularly nice, like, ladies' overrobe, and mm-hmm. It's obviously...
Shaw included?
Yeah, it's obviously... Eleanor's, like, for when she's out and about.
Oh, I see.
Isaiah, you're given it's not as nice, but it's like decent quality.
I'm assuming some head covering. And
yes, it's a head covering with, you know, in a full body. It'll cover up your armor, and as long as you're semi careful with your weapons, they won't be overt. I mean, your hammer, your axe is always overt.
Yeah.
And they actually give you, like, and I don't want to say, like, a bedroll, but, like, something to put out, like, a...
Carpet.
Oh, like a rolled-up carpet. Yeah, they give you a rolled-up carpet to put on top of it to make it look like you're carrying more carpets. And they give you, like, a string to hold, you know, to hold them.
Okay.
Now bring this to...
Yeah, so, you guys go see Kasim.
Correct.
In my head, I picture Cerberus as, like, 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah, you're a monster of a man anyway.
Yeah, a giant wall of muscle.
Sorry.
You're fine. They took a obviously took off like a large dining table to make that for you.
I owe these people.
Honestly, like, you know, what you make in a day is what they make in a year. So
yeah,
even on a government salary. So you guys make your way through the streets. I'd like everyone to make perception checks, except for Isaiah, because he already sees it. You can roll 19, if you want.
Even with a 19?
Correct.
I rolled a 14 plus 4 for 18.
Okay.
16 plus 9 is 25.
Okay. I default to my passive.
Yeah. I only let you do that because you have observant.
Yep.
Normally, I don't allow that. Okay, so in order, what was yours?
18.
With an 18, it's pretty respectable. You don't see anything untoward. 25, there is someone following you. And they are slitting along the rooftops strangely agilely. And with a Mr. 29 passive, it is a small person-shaped thing. Probably no taller than 4.5-5 feet tall, but it is covered in a carapace and is jumping from rooftop to rooftop chasing you, and it is a red carapace. Looks almost like a beetle or a scarab.
What was that name? The cape name?
Yep.
Veiled beetle.
I would like to...
Do you have tongues all the time yet?
Wrong one, that's intelligent. Though, but I did take speak with animals.
People are animals, right?
No.
No, it's for that low intelligence character.
Two or less to make speak with animals work.
Oh, so you can talk to Cerberus.
I didn't say plus two or less.
I have seen invisible always on.
Okay, that didn't help you in this case, but I thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, I'm just seeing if I have to remove it from my spell list. I don't have it on my spell list. Good. But I would like to use my bonus action to turn invisible and take a step around a corner and try to get up and flank the beetle and follow the beetle then.
Okay. So you can easily do that. You go invisible. You find a... I mean, lots of stuff piled up in a alleyway. You just hop, skip, and a jump up. You've got, what, 20 dexterity or 18 dexterity?
18, no.
Yeah, you can easily hop, skip, and a jump up this thing. Roll me an acrobatics just to see if you don't botch. And if you're trying to do it stealthily, I'll need a stealth as well. Is it not a botch?
Well, it's a 5, and the acrobatics is a 4 for a 9.
Good, you didn't botch. That's what I asked for.
Okay. And stealth is now a +8 instead of a +9. Because I recently changed that stat. And that's a 7, so a 15.
Alright, let me roll perception real quick. That's less than what you rolled. By a lot.
Oh, cool.
Like 10. And yeah, you are easily able to sneak up behind this. It is obviously a ruby carapace. When you get up close to it. And you can get within 5 feet if you want.
Okay. What's the name?
Veiled Beetle.
Veiled Beetle.
Veiled Beetle, you're following us.
The person whirls around, and there are red crystals glowing on the back of their wrists, and they're pointed directly at you and says, "I'm Ruby Scarab. What do you know of Veiled Beetle?"
I instantly move my hand to my Injury whip I have.
Also, you do notice that there is no lie.
Okay. What do I know of Ruby Scarab?
Roll me a history slash arcana.
So roll a d20 and
roll
get...
history, yeah.
Just roll a d20.
Is that it?
That's a 9.
You've never heard of him.
I've never heard of you. Who are you?
Okay, Isaiah is not from here.
I know.
Isaiah is like a big black man. Like,
yeah, I know.
He like you can just talk like one problem. You can talk like you. Like,
yeah.
In fact, like what you're doing is going to be offensive to them because
I'm going to use persuasion to try to change the conversation to have them more talk to me about themselves.
I'm going to need you to give me some conversation that leads to that.
Okay.
She says, "What was your question?"
What was my question?
You asked her a question.
Yes. I don't remember anymore.
Them a question. Oh, you said, "Who are you? I don't know you."
Yeah. I don't know your... I do not know your name. Who are you?
I work with Veiled Beetle.
Lie or no?
No.
Okay. I believe you.
Good, because I'm not lying. Who are you?
We also work with her.
I don't believe you. I've worked with her for... for almost a year now. I've never met you.
Then, but do you believe me?
I'm not inclined to believe anyone without proof.
Good. I wouldn't trust you if you didn't.
She kind of scratches her head like, I'm just going to call Veiled Beetle.
Okay. And then we'll be on our way.
Hmm?
We will be on our way.
Oh, she asked me to follow you guys.
Then obviously she knows us. And we know her.
No, she said, "Don't know these guys. Follow them."
Sorry.
Very clearly did not know who you were.
Well, we are going to talk to her next after her.
Oh, duh. Yeah. This was Rob being confused.
Okay.
I thought that was the initial person we were getting in contact with. Oops.
No, that's.
Yeah, I figured that out.
That's
now.
Eleanor. Who you just spoke with.
Yep. Can we back this up then? I thought.
No.
No? Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
You were confused. I mean, your intelligence isn't very high, or your wisdom is very high, so you got a little confused.
Okay. I was a little confused. I went back through the information. We are headed to speak to Veiled Beetle.
Ah.
We were talking to Eleanor before.
Rob.
I got the accent again.
Yeah, you
it's gotta, one accent I do on occasion.
I know. It makes sense for Damon.
Mm-hmm.
He's in that region. That makes kind of makes sense. Not for Isaiah. He's from Chicago. Talk like you. If I don't hear back from Veiled Beetle, in 2 hours' time, I will find you.
Good. We plan to be out of here in... Well, there will be no... I promise you there will be no incident with her. We are headed to talk to her. You can join us.
That won't be necessary. And her feet glow, and she sinks into the sandstone roof and disappears.
Okay. We still head off to the governor first.
Yeah, I know. So you guys tromp your way through the... Do you stay on the rooftops, or do you go down?
I look more...
This happened while the two of us just kept walking.
Yeah, because I went invisible and didn't say anything to them.
So, how are you?
By the way, that's one of three four charges, so I'll send that up.
No, that's cool. Okay.
All right, then.
You know, there are times where I miss the sand.
Sand, it gets everywhere. So coarse. We already did this joke.
No, this is a different reference.
I know. All right, so I'll sneak back up onto the group. I'm not so good at sneaking. Only +8 now.
You don't need to roll, it's fine.
I rolled an 18, though.
Okay, so 26?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sneak up on the group.
So we were being tailed by a servant of the Red Beetle.
I work with.
That's how I phrase it.
Okay. A servant of the Red Beetle. Who's that?
Yeah, who's the Red Beetle? We only know of the Veiled Beetle.
Veiled Beetle, sorry.
Oh, no.
Was this Veiled Scarab?
No, this was Ruby Scarab.
Ruby Scarab.
I got this one right.
Guys.
I know, I was throwing it out there with the mix-up. Red Beetle, Veiled Scarab.
Yes.
Yeah, so what else? You hear Joker's voice in your earpieces. Stay on mission, guys.
Yep. You said that we are cutting off technology.
This is all while we're walking.
No, closed circuit's fine. Mm. It's got a 5-mile range.
All right, fine.
I mean, we're still moving, but we're
I'm
just
watching.
Talking. Roll perception. I need to roll stealth.
Let's see if I see Joker.
He has binoculars sitting on the roof.
On crack, so... I think I see him.
DBA 27.
Got a 30, so yeah.
I rolled low.
11 plus 9 is 20.
I used my reliable talent and got that. I rolled a natural 1, but I have a plus 4.
You don't have
I think I see him. It's somebody else.
That's a bird.
No, you think you see a very large like tyrannosaur like charging towards you. Wait, that's wrong. Gotta be wrong. Close your eyes and it goes away.
Fucking heat.
Heat mirages. They're a thing. Okay, so you guys make your way towards the.
You're with Winter. Shouldn't I be able to cool them off?
Yeah. If you're within 10 feet of Winter, she radiates like 30-degree air, so it's really nice and chill near her.
All right.
Cool.
A nice 60 degrees emanating off.
So take the 105, average it with 30, you get 62.5 degrees. It's pretty
nice.
So that's just a flavor thing, but it's so nice.
I was going to say it would make sense for her.
All right. So we continue off to the governor.
Yeah. Governor. You guys keep moving, and you eventually make your way towards a military compound, or a compound that is obviously guarded by 50 people. I mean, this is a military compound. Or, I'm sorry, this is a government compound that has obviously been reinforced since the surge. You can see, like, the bolted-on metal and things like that. Do you guys go up to the front gate? Do you go up to a side? Do you go up to a side entrance? Do you just sneak your way in? What do you do?
We're here to speak with
the governor,
Kasim. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
to the front, and then take other options if needed.
Not making a show of it, but yeah, front.
If we're not making a show of it, we should sneak in then.
Yeah.
Okay.
We aren't supposed to show off that what we are. But okay.
We're not showing off that we're
outsiders.
FSA agents.
Capes. We're not showing that off. We're coming up and we're saying, hey. We need to speak with your boss. Can you bring us to him? Or bring him to us? And I feel it'd be better coming from the face, but...
Yes.
So, you guys make your way towards the front gate, and when you line up, each one of you looks down and you see red lights on your chest.
Nope.
Okay. Oh, this is weird.
So that's the type 20. That one's out of model and probably low on battery.
Yeah, you can notice shit like that. Yes.
Yeah.
This one's flickering slightly.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
You see.
Hey, your sight's a little bit off.
You see it like wiggle a little bit, like you got whacked, and then it goes back to normal. It goes to normal.
Hey, your sight's a little bit off.
Yes.
No, you have to realign it.
Later.
Here, hand it to me. I'll fix it.
You hear the sound of an energy rifle charging.
It wasn't already charged?
No, like to be fired.
We are here to see Governor Kasim.
Who sent you?
Eleanor.
They're all like hidden in like bunkers on the side of the like in bunkers behind the gate. Like, and there's like a slit for them to look through and see. And you hear them go like. And they start speaking in Arabic. Anyone here speak Arabic?
Wrong character. I don't know if I actually picked out my languages, and I doubt that'd be it.
He was in the military. He may have actually picked up Arabic.
Woodwinter?
What would you say orc would be? Oof.
Big oofs.
Also, I'm keeping in mind his backstory, so...
He was a soldier, right?
Yeah.
He might actually have Arabic. I'm going to say Orcish is Arabic.
All right.
What about Elven and Giant? Elven's probably French.
Elvish is French or Spanish, depending. And Giantish will be Nepalese mountains.
Would Winter also have that?
She would. Winter would have every language spoken in America. All of them.
Okay.
If it's spoken in Arabic, so yes, you would have Arabic as well. Everyone here speaks Arabic except for the face. You know, they would have given you a crash course, so you'd have it.
Okay.
You have key phrases like
no, the bathroom. No. He was given the Pimsleur method, which is 3 months to perfect fluency. It is intensive if you want to do it for real, and it is ungodly difficult. And I did it for French, and I did it for like 3 weeks, and I was like, I can't handle this anymore, and I quit. But I'm not trying to go into a war zone, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, you're all proficient in Arabic.
Some of our accents are worse than others, but...
Correct. Winter's accent is the worst.
Why?
Because you didn't learn it from a native speaker.
Hmm.
You learned it from Jolly.
No, never mind. Your accent is perfect.
Why?
Jolly.
Because it came from Jolly.
Hmm.
So the person with the worst accent is Cerberus.
The face?
No.
Depends on what it is, you don't have an accent. It's unaccented, which is unusual.
Well, considering this is essentially my native language, according to my race.
It's not, but it's not.
But...
Common is English.
I get two languages, and I have this one.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
So I have it, and I'm fluent.
You're fluent, yes. I'm just saying you have a little bit of an accent versus accentless, and you might have a different... regional accent, but it's perfect for that region.
Mm-hmm.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Giving her a bunch of free languages and I get the worst accent? Whatever. Let's go.
Her background.
Yeah, Mike, write a backstory. As I'm the only one without backstory.
For your backstory. Her just having languages. I didn't give her anything else for free. Okay, So you see, you're here from Eleanor. They say you're grumble, 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 and with your crazy perception, you hear them say, "Why would she be asking to see Kasim? Didn't she try to have him killed last week?"
I will specifically state, we are sent from her to talk to him. We are not of her people.
When they see that, if that's a lie or the truth,
it was absolutely true.
I'll try to. Do we have sub-vocal mics?
Yeah.
I will mention that. Apparently, Eleanor tried to have him killed last week. Or they believe.
Yay.
They grumble, grumble. Well, I don't want to get on her bad side. You know, they have an Alaska guy? Yeah, I do. Okay, fine. Open the fucking door. And they do open the gate. Just slightly, like 3 feet wide, just so you guys could slip through.
I am
drink. Wider.
Turn sideways, behemoth.
And you have a new nickname.
Would they say that, or are you saying that? Because that's not nice.
No, that was one of the guards.
That was Joker.
Yes.
No, that would absolutely be him in your headset. Turn sideways, you behemoth. It could have given you a 2-foot gap. You're being a dick. That is just to you. Private channel, then he flicks off the private channel.
All right. So, yeah, turn and slide in.
Door slams shut behind you guys. And you make your way inside, and a servant comes out wearing a white traditional Arabic head, clothing.
Hijab.
No, it's not. I don't know if it's hijab. Shaw. I don't know what it's called. It's like the desert clothing that they use to keep cool because it's so fucking hot. And he comes out and says, "Oh, please come in. I have the governor in his study." He looks at you. He says, "I'll have to find you a better chair."
I'll stand.
Thank you. And he scurries in, and you guys fall. He is moving. Like, he is not at a full run, but he's at the servant's walk, which is way faster than a normal person's walk. Anyone who's ever seen like a maid at a hotel or something like that, just like hauling ass. It looks like they're walking, but they're hauling ass. That's what he's doing. And he winds through the house a little bit, and he finally gets you to the back corner, and he's standing before a set of double doors. He says, "The master will see you now."
And you proceed in.
As soon as you guys enter, he dips, like just disappears. And seated at a very large, very elaborate desk, obviously compensating for something, is a man that looks like the picture that you saw, but much more haggard, and his beard, where it was at least a little bit black, is just shock gray. No black left in it.
Yeah.
What brings you to my manor?
We are here.
Are you here to kill me like the last group?
No, we are here to seek information about the Dread Horde before we confront them.
Ah, that usurper! And why would I help you if you're helping my enemy?
The Dread Horde is your ally or your enemy?
I didn't say the Dread Horde was my ally. I said, why would I help you if you're helping my enemy?
He is the enemy of you as well, no?
Yes, but the enemy of my enemy is not necessarily my friend.
That is true, but...
Natalie's confused.
Eleanor is also his enemy.
Governor, do not agree.
Eleanor has tried to have this man killed.
Yes.
So he's saying...
If we're talking about the Dread Horde.
He's saying
the enemy of my enemy is my friend?
He is not my friend.
He's not your friend.
So the enemy, his enemy is the Dread Horde.
Okay.
The enemy of his enemy is Eleanor. Does not mean that they're friends. Of my enemy is not my friend.
Okay. But we're help. Okay. No. Continue.
You're working for Eleanor.
I got it. Okay. Go. All
right. He says, "Why would I ever help that woman? She's been a thorn in my side for better part of a decade."
Yes, but if we manage to take out the Dread Horde, you might be able to take back more territory of your own.
The odds of that are very slim, considering Eleanor's rise to power.
True. We can make a deal about you getting the first message about his death.
With what she controls, that will not do much for me.
Knowledge is power. That is what we seek and what we can give you.
Come back when you have a better offer. You can leave.
Do you not want to see the Dread Horde taken out?
Oh, I would love him to be gone.
Well, that is what we're here to do. Any information you give us will lead to his destruction.
Roll Intimidate. Yes.
Unfortunately for me, that's charisma, and that's not good.
Don't you get to... You could...
Can I add strength?
Yeah, let's roll add strength.
Ooh, yes.
You get so, bigger. We go with the plus 11?
And the trumpet thing go.
Roll insight because I rolled a 13 plus 11 for 24.
Well, my 10 plus 8 is not going to get me there. So he goes, "Oh, all I know about that base is that the southern wall was supposed to be reinforced and never got done, even though it looks like it was. It was a plaster veneer. There's a way into the basement through there."
"That is most helpful."
He looks shocked. He says,
"And it's all the truth?"
"Absolutely." He says, "You need to be careful with Eleanor. She is not a good person. And that, I'm not saying that as in she doesn't agree with me. As in, she does terrible things to people."
I've already gathered that as with her death threat, try on you.
"All of this is true."
"With the information we've heard, we understand." Mike just naturally leans towards playing faces. Yep. It's hard for me to not.
You should. If you enjoy them, you should play them. Honestly, that's my policy. If I enjoy playing something, I enjoy playing the face.
It's just I want to let other people have the chance every once in a while. Yeah, because
Rob doesn't do this often.
Do you enjoy it? Okay.
I have a mind for it.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
So he says, "She was known as the Whirling Reaper." Eleanor, Whirling Border? Reaper.
What?
Whirling Reaper. She killed off every man in her family. And every man in every family in her district. Mm-hmm. Before she rose to power.
Interesting.
You all know for a fact that was not in your briefing.
Nope.
She was listed as a civilian.
All right. I'm leaving a note for Jen for later.
Sarge, you get that?
Yeah, I did. I'm going to have a problem with the higher-ups. With your 29 passive perception, you see there is a window in here. There is a very, very tiny laser on the window, which is him using a laser microphone so you can hear your conversation.
Oh, okay.
he was going through arm.
Yeah. It's way easier.
He's like, I was about to level my gun and fire at the other end of that laser.
Infrared, even with a 29 passive, he still wouldn't see outside of the normal spectrum.
With how the sage power set.
I also have see invisible up at all times too.
True. So I'm thinking see invisible would see infrared, which is pretty cool.
IR vision.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty cool.
Actually, I would say you pick IR or UV. You just kind of expand the vision.
Up or down?
And then when you hit that second bonus to your, to 24, you get the other one.
So pick one. Which one you want, IR or UV?
IR.
IR, definitely, with the laser, the laser targeting.
So he says, "She is a mass murderer. How your government didn't understand that, I don't know."
Secondary target. Subvocal.
Subvocal isn't like silent. It's very, it's like a grumble. But they understand.
That is what I'm intending, to transmit to the mm-hmm. three of them.
Yeah.
Four, because Joker. Our little earwig friend.
Three.
No. Oh, yeah, it's three. You don't count.
No, I never count.
What about Tibble?
In any case,
so he says, "If you could take, if you could remove the Dread Horde and keep us safe from Eleanor, we would be in your debt."
Understood.
I believe she has herself lined up to be the ruler of this region, and I have heard rumor that Siren is going to get involved.
19.
17 minus 1 for 16.
19 plus 0.
History?
Yes.
Yeah. 19 plus 0 is 19.
It's down for it on my pencil. Do I
roll it again?
Okay. You can roll it, yeah.
8 plus 5.
Okay. So I'm going to, in order, I'm going to go from low to high.
Yeah.
Natalie? You know Siren is a all-female cowl group. That's about all you know. The DC was lower for you Mike.
Yeah.
Or Cerberus. So I'm going to go over to 19. You know that not only are they all female, but they are to the point where they are killing off men in mass.
So this is not Siren based off of Jake's character that was referenced in your first
book? No, not even a little.
Referenced in your first book was the Jake's.
I know.
So I'm just making sure the audience also knows.
Yeah. No, capital S, capital I, capital R, capital R, E, capital N, with some dots in between. Yeah, it's an acronym. And you know that they are effectively a gynarchy. They are female first, will figure out what to do without men, how to survive without men. That is, they tried to destroy Nashville, and it was stopped by a cape named Rusty, a cape named Nightmare, and a cape named Jin Long.
Sounds like book two.
Yeah, it's definitely book two content.
Mm-hmm.
That will be definitely, it'll be published way before this. So,
yay!
And so this is like 6 months from now, at least. I'll have that up well before then. So, that is, and that's what you get. Cerberus, you fought against Siren in the last war. And in the last war in the Middle East, they were attempting to take over all the Middle Eastern countries so that they could put women first and put the men in their place.
And this is before powers.
Correct. There were some people that
right.
Siren
was before Cerberus got it.
Siren was primarily powered already, but they also have sleeper agents who are men. They're raised from birth to be sleeper agents.
Okay.
That essentially you must be born to a woman in Siren, and then you're raised to hate your own gender from the time you were born, and to think that you're bad because of who you are. Yeah, it is very a triggery thing. Like, they are about as hard against men as they get, as radical feminist as possible. Now, I don't have a group that's the other way. I didn't do that. But that's me. No,
this is describing the...
Describing the threat. And he says, if she isn't a member yet, this is her membership request. Be careful. And you hear Joker swearing his ass off.
Son of a
freaking
shit!
Like, insert every... like, three or four choice swear words from a soldier, like, who has been through some shit. And it's not that your mom goes, ow, like, that's a little much.
Like a sailor. Like a military man.
Yeah, like a marine.
Yes, there it is.
Yeah, we've lived with a marine for a couple months. We know about this.
He swears like a marine, and because he was one.
And this has no effect on Cerberus whatsoever. He just kind of nods.
He's like, yeah.
Let it go, man. Let it go. Keep going.
He says, I'm going to have to break radio silence on this, but I wonder if I can find an internet cafe. You guys are on your own for this next meeting. I know Veiled Beetle. She's good people. You won't find me. I'll find you. And then he says,
"Doubtful."
Joker out. And the line.
Hear the line cut.
I mean, he can still hear you, but
yeah,
he is obviously on a mission. You can almost hear
himself.
You can almost hear. Dun, 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 dun. Da, 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 da.
Moving on.
Glad speech, Mike.
Yeah, so he says, if you needed anything from me, as long as it doesn't help that
witch.
I knew it. I'll provide whatever I can. He says, I do have access codes to the front gate of the base. I don't know if they'll have changed them.
We will take whatever help you can offer.
He hands you a key fob that is a randomly generated code. He says it has enough battery to last for 2 days off charge, but you can just plug it into a USB outlet and it'll charge.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
All right. So, we say our adieus and move on to the next victim.
Yeah.
I mean,
he has the servant let you guys out the back gate, and then there's actually a there's a back gate that opens up for you, so you can escape.
Cool.
And you guys make your way to the Veiled Beetle next. You find your way into a much nicer neighborhood. More upscale shops. This is obviously the more wealthy neighborhood. And you see a lot of, like, bug imagery, like pictures of beetles and scarabs and centipedes and like bugs.
Okay.
And you even see like a kid running around with a mask with a like a red mask that looks like just like the red scarab, ruby scarab.
Would I be able to make an insight to see if it's actually the same person?
No, it's a kid.
It's a kid wearing like a Halloween mask.
Okay, I am just saying people have powers, they can change their shapes.
No, it's not.
It would be a very good disguise to do that.
It really would be. It would have been funny if I thought of that.
You also said that the person that was tailing us was small.
Hence why I thought that.
But just about 5 feet tall. Yeah.
You said like 3-4.
No, I said 4.5 to 5 foot tall.
Oh.
But they were crouched over, so it was they're about 5 feet tall. So you guys make your way over, and you make your way to the location, and it is a dome. Not very large, probably only 30 feet across. Made out of sandstone or some other kind of dry stone. Standing outside is the ruby scarab tapping their toe.
Well, we're here now.
Excellent. Get inside.
Okay.
Well, well, well. Look who's here.
And then she opens up. She opens up a hatch in the ground, and leads you guys down, and motions for you guys to go down.
I will go.
You guys feel yourselves being scanned as you pass through, and none of you ping. You all ping green, so you're fine. If you were registered cowl, something bad was gonna happen, but you're not.
Vibe check.
Basically,
gotta say there has to be some question with Cerberus's back.
It pings yellow, and they go,
"Hey, at least it's not red."
Oh, she looks. I read a briefing about you. Okay, you're fine. Sorry to hear.
Kind of nods, and
I'm sorry to hear about your team.
Yes,
this is foreshadowing.
Yes,
what happened to his other team?
I don't know what it is.
We're in bad luck, aren't we?
I think we might be.
You will be fine.
So you guys make your way. You guys make your way down the hallway to, it's a sandstone hallway, and you make your way down, and it's dark and it's dank, and then you walk in, and you're inside a massive, open space with couches, and this is obviously a living space, training space, and just like an all around, place to be, and Ruby Scarab skittles along the wall and passes you guys and says, "Welcome to the Hive."
I fucking knew it.
And with that, it's time to end. You can check out our socials in the links below in our description, and we appreciate you guys listening. These episodes will be interspersed. Actually, no, these episodes will be dropped all at once, so next week you will get the second installment of the strike mission, probably followed by a third, depending. So we appreciate you listening. Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Later.
Bye.